ou font sorte de devoir vous dire mon ne pas faire ça. C'est bon mari ou pas gagner une bataille. Une bataille comme ça mon pas gagner facilement. Yeah.
Et puis sous aspect et mitoua. Et semaine prochaine et le nous venir nous capable peut-être discuter et raison qui fait monsieur yo le yo rive dans la ça yo continue à faire et des actes malhonnêtes sous mesdames yo. Est-ce que c'est dans famille, dans éducation de famille yo ça sorti? Est-ce que c'est parents qui pas et fait monsieur connaît que attention faut respecter filles etc. yo plus et yo plus concentré yo sur éducation mesdames yo que éducation monsieur yo. Donc nous te vle vini avec une sorte de petite analyse pour nous qui côté ça sorti. Est-ce que son bagage qui cap, est-ce que son problème qui ca résoudre dans génération ça que nous dans époque ça que
dans travail yo comme tu as pensé toucher à l'épine dans l'école ça qu'on arrive ou qu'on voit que depuis il y a zéro tolérance parce que le côté c'est zéro tolérance parce qu'en en fait ou qu'on vient de monsieur qui sorti ou bien Haïti ou bien dans l'autre pays yo qui connaît si tu connais donc si on parle avec une fille avec pour chez fille c'est pas suffit à faire caprice qui fait Robin il pas dans l'école là rien ni pour staff ni pour élève zéro tolérance ou pas dit mon n'importe mot pas dit on staff même bagaille ou pas dit élève là n'importe bagaille ou comment ou pas dit en fait ou connaît dans l'école là surtout dans zone Cambridge yo pas même ça ou pas qu'à même mon garçon pareil ou pas faire n'importe commentaire avec lui parce que les nèg là lui même dit c'est homosexuel ou bien dit c'est ouais n'am dola gon ban l'autre baïsa yo ouais n'am dola ça veut dire pile loin toujours et y a quoi qu'on a l'atmosphère qui connaît un petit gens très ouais non bien serré et puis il y a un bail que on fait pendant combien longtemps dans système ballon on m'a parlé dans système habitué avec par exemple dans Cambridge en l'on faire tant qu'on a donc depuis les ouais il y a chaque année, ils font ce type de workshop pour mettre conscientisation, conscientiser mon yo. Si mon élève qui fait rentrer sur l'autre pays, yo qui connaît ou bien parle à Timé d'Amio, tu dis que sous ou Roman, si tu fais un petit mot à parler avec ou Rémen ou Bali, Roman, dis oui ou bien non, mais pas foncer de caprice que je compte faire et bien aller pour mettre l'entrée à et pour faire le voyage. Donc, ni staff, ni élève, tout le monde au courant, petit garçon, tant que vous t'y donc ou pas prendre plaisir à mon pour dire c'est ma sissi ou bien ou pas jouer ou bien ou pas faire tel one pour dire l'autre là c'est lesbienne ou bien au roman pas bien qu'on a arrivé dans phase
c'est ça
c'est bah pour pas pour fiant puis pour appeler ouais donc mais oui
donc alors soutenant ça n'a dit tout le monde bonsoir qui t'a écouté
bien content on tournait là avec Jamma là mais oui pour nous de tout parce que nous tapent là
eh bien oui mais vous connaissez nous toujours à prêcher mon audio la famille gain priorité donc si gain petit conseil la famille qui a réglé
oui,
obligé gain priorité
c'est ça c'est fini il y a de façon bien content et nous bien content écoute soutenir toujours bail là avec nous
c'est ça
la fait route pour l'autre monsieur donc semaine prochaine
hein?
Donc comme nous cousine à retourner donc ranger causer nous bon côté OK
You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and this is DJ Mehmet.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say. a father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello everyone, and this is DJ Mehmet. I welcome you to a special edition of my show tonight on a Sunday, 8 p.m. My regular show time is every Saturday, 6 to 7 a.m. But this week we have a special program for you because we have some guests in the studio. We will have live performance, as we have announced on our Facebook page, on my show's Facebook page, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. And my guest will be with you very shortly, but in the meantime, I leave you with Orient Expressions, Istanbul, 1:26 a.m. Again, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You're with DJ Mehmet. We have a special show tonight. If you want to call in at any time during the show, you can call 855-915-9636. We'll be with you until 10 p.m. tonight. So let me tell you a little bit about what we have tonight for you. If you have been following on our Facebook page, or if you tune into WMFO yesterday, Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m., you may have an idea. We have some guests in the studio. I have three musicians here today. Erhan, Murat and Richard will be with us very shortly, and they will be performing great Turkish music tonight. As I said, if you want to call in, our phone number is 855-915-963 during the show. And if you want to follow my regular show's Facebook page to keep up with this show and many others to come, it's facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. Again, this is DJ Mehmet. I'll be with you tonight until 10 p.m. with my guests. Now that we have settled down, I think it's time to get started. So we will start with learning more about my guest, my special guest tonight. Let me turn to my right. So I have Murat sitting right next to me. So Mumtaz Murat Arık. I cannot hear you because I didn't turn on the microphones. Great. So let me put them all the way up. Okay, now you are live. Make sure you be careful about what things you say. Millions of people are listening to you right now, so you better be careful. So Murat, welcome to my show, and it's great to have you here again. Yesterday we did a little bit of practice, so can you please introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners?
Yes, I'm from Turkey, Istanbul. I came here 2009 as a PhD student. I'm a physics PhD student at University at Buffalo, UB. Then I'm in my last year of my PhD. Hopefully I'm graduating this year.
Hopefully.
June, yes. It's after 8-7 years.
Yes.
I'm finishing, hopefully. Then I married and I moved to Boston. My professor, he went to sabbatical, he's in Germany. I finished my old experiments, I came here, tried my thesis, and I found a job in North Beverly, Osram, as a lighting company. I'm doing research, I'm working there as an intern. I like Boston. Boston is a nice city after Buffalo. Still there's a lots of snow, but still the better, it's a big city, like my Istanbul, like my city. I like here, I like the people here. And after I came here, after a short time, I met Erhan and Richard. They have a nice group, and I told them I'm doing some percussion with Def Bandir. And they say, okay, let's join us.
Did you bring them all tonight?
Yes.
You only
yes.
have the percussion? Or?
No, I have Def and I have Cajon. Yes, I have Cajon. Both of them, yes.
Perfect.
So they say join us, then we have started doing something together. Then Erhan, he told us we have a radio program, so we were all excited. So we nice. Worked hard. Then I came here.
Perfect. So I just realized we have two things in common. Number one, my wife did her PhD in physics. Oh. So we moved to Boston during her last year. Oh, so I can only imagine how difficult it could be for you. And it says your origin from Balkans.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's another common point. My parents, grandparents moved from Greece. So I have that Balkan root,
yes.
I'm proud of that. Nice.
Yes.
Thanks for the introduction. Okay, so we have Erhan in the middle. If you try to visualize the studio right now, you're sitting in the middle.
I'm trying to see you behind the microphones.
Well, thank you for being here, Erhan. Let's get to know a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting us. This is really big for
my pleasure.
Three of us. So I'm also originally from Turkey. My hometown is Adana, which is south part of Turkey. I am a physician, and I'm currently doing subspecialty training at Boston Children's Hospital in pediatric pulmonology, which is a lung doctor for children. And I'm finishing in June this year. So I'm currently doing job hunting. So
good luck with that.
Thank you. So we'll see where will be the next stop.
You soon will be looking for jobs in music field, maybe. You never know.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's always have to, you know, have another option
yes.
in your pocket.
Yep. And our listeners will be will agree to that. You know, when they hear you singing and playing.
Well, thanks.
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure.
And we have Richard, and I can call you Rich, I believe. Let's learn more about you. I have your bio. You're originally from California, right?
I am from California, born there. And my wife and I came across in 1981, came to Boston. And I found it such an agreeable habitat, I guess you could say, environment and climate. And we've been here ever since. I had a healthcare career. It's interesting. Before I actually met Erhan, I was working at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. But since I've gotten to know him, I've retired from that career, and so now I'm pursuing music more readily. And I also am studying Turkish at the Turkish Cultural Center in Alston, and that's a really nice program and great people. So that's worked out very well. I have to thank Oğuzhan for introducing me to Erhan back in the spring when there was an opportunity to play for an iftar dinner during Ramadan. And that's how he and I met, and we started. We did a couple of arrangements, two of which I think you'll hear tonight. And and then we just kept going. So that's been nice. I'm a multi-instrumentalist. I really have passion about a lot of instruments, strings primarily, guitar and violin and viola, but also trumpet. I play trumpet, accordion, and harp, a little bit of piano. So there's so much beautiful that's in music that I want to try it out and see where it goes.
Great. I mean, so far I can tell that you're doing a good job for a person, you know, who is not native to the Turkish language and the music. It's wonderful, you know.
Yeah, especially I have to say the Turkish songs, the folk music, has different scales compared to modern music. And Richard is doing great, you know, playing with us, with that, and you know, his interest in this is huge. And you know, it has been a great pleasure spending some time together and, you know, playing music. So I feel lucky.
All right, so listeners, you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. You're with DJ Mehmet. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I will repeat this multiple times because this is not my regular time slot. My regular show is every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. It's called Global Citizen, and I play music from around the world. So we have this concept of, you know, bringing different cultures and music from around the world, and this is actual, you know, purpose. Tonight, it's one of those beautiful days that I'm very happy to have these musicians here in the studio, so that hopefully you will have a great night. You will enjoy the music from Turkey. So I want to turn to you guys. Do you want to get started, or do you need a little bit break? What do you need?
I think we can start.
You're
just
ready?
Solo Bağlama, the
okay.
First song. So
I will turn to Erhan this time. He will introduce the song and give you a little bit of background about the song, and then we will hear them playing together.
So this first song is called Ahyalan Dünya. The translation is Delusions of the Life. So this will be just instrumental Bağlama from me. I wanted to include this into the program because it has different scale compared to modern music. So it will be nice to hear that. And this was written and composed by Neşet Ertaş, who is a Turkish folk music singer and composer. He was a big contribution to Turkish folk music, and he passed away in 2012. And his nickname was the plectrum of Steppi. So and he was honored by UNESCO National Living Human Treasure Award. So he lived a very modest life, there was always people loved him. People around him loved him, and he avoided money. They say this song was written after someone asked him, "Do you have any money in your pocket?" So then he expressed his feelings about the relations of the world with this song. So I hope you enjoy it.
Erhan.
Yes.
Would you want to say a little bit something about the bağlama, the instrument, too, just briefly?
Sure. Maybe? Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm. Bağlama is a string instrument. It has seven strings on it, the strings are tuned in groups, three together in the lower and two in the middle, and two in the upper part of the instrument. So it has nine. So my bağlama has 19 frets. So this is short neck bağlama. There are different types of bağlamas. There is a long neck bağlama, which has 23 frets, and it's called perde in Turkish. And this belongs to a group of instruments called saz. So there are bigger bağlamas or saz compared to mine, but this one is the most commonly used, especially the new generation. It's the main instrument of Turkish folk music. So today we will be mostly doing Turkish folk music, but a few one pop music and one classical music. So that's what bağlama is. So I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, we'll leave you with Erhan and his bağlama. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and you're with DJ Mehmet, and we have special guests today, and you're hearing some live music. That was Neşet Ertaş and his song Ahyalan Dünya, performed by Erhan and with his traditional Turkish folk music instrument. Now we'll continue our program with a Turkish music song with Grup Abdal and Pınar Başından Bulanır, and we'll be right back after this song. And if you want to call in, our phone number is 855-915-9636.
Görmemiş başa benzer canım oy, çok içmiş sarhoşa benzer canım oy. Dağlar duman olur, çayır çimen olur. Ben yari görmezsem halim yaman olur, halim yaman olur, vay vay. Ben yari görmezsem halim yaman olur. Görmezsem halim yaman olur, halim yaman olur, vay vay. Ben yari görmezsem halim yaman olur, halim yaman olur, vay.
Welcome back. Okay, my song is playing again. All right, so you just heard Grup Abdal and Pınar Başından Bulanır from their Ervahı Ezel'den album. So this album is from Erzurum province, from Eastern Anatolia, from Turkey. The song tells about the love of poet to his beloved one. He says, I feel awful if I don't see my darling. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. Tonight we have a special edition of Global Citizen, and we have live performance tonight, and my guests are performing live Turkish music for you. And if you want to call in, our phone number is 855-915-9636. We started the program with Ah Yalan Dünya from Neşet Ertaş, and it was Erhan who performed the song with his Bağlama. Now we'll continue with another song, but before we get to the second live performance, I would like to ask my guests. So you all come from different backgrounds in terms of your professional background, and I see that maybe some of you are going the different direction, focusing on music. Maybe you're doing this like a side job, something like a hobby. I want to ask you, what are your plans for future in terms of maybe the music, maybe your professional career? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So I'm finishing my PhD. I want to, so after PhD, people go to academia or they go to industry. I want to go to industry. Nowadays, academia is very, very difficult. It's very difficult to find a job.
Very competitive. Very competitive. Even though there are a lot of colleges in Boston area.
Yes, yes. This is the one option, but I like industry. Where I'm working, I'm doing research. It's similar to my PhD. I like the environment. People are nice. You are get paid on time, and you do what are you are liking. So I want to go to industry. So I'm looking for jobs. So my career will be on the industry, I think.
How about music?
Yeah, so I'm doing music as a
hobby.
As my hobby. So
what do you play? You're playing many instruments, right?
Actually, I play mainly deaf.
Okay. And deaf is kind of Middle Eastern instrument, we can say, to our listeners.
Yes, I think it's the one of the oldest instrument from all time. I think it is a people, they make a frame and they just use animal skin. So it's one of the oldest.
Easy to make.
Yes, yes. From like, as you say, like from Middle East, Egypt, North Africa, and Anatolia. So I'm playing deaf. So I will want to continue on the deaf, actually, more professional.
But it is also a, you know, an important instrument in Sufism, right?
Yes. There's so how I started this kind of deaf. I like. Sufi music.
We play a lot of Sufi music here on my show. Yeah.
Yes. So I like Sufi music from my young age. Some people they like pop music, other music, but I really like Sufi music. So they mostly play.
So people may not know what Sufi music is. It's like meditation, some sort of, you know, relaxing music, or that's how Sufi tradition is, right?
Actually, what I can say, like in Sufism, like people, they do zikr, like mention God. So before the ceremony, they have a poets. So they with the drum, with the deaf, so they play this music and they get ready to do the tempo and they get start to make zikr, actually. So this is how they prepare their heart to making zikr in a deeply mode, actually. So it's a kind of meditation, very deep meditation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is one of the things why I'm choosing deaf. I like, and you can easily go to every kind of music. I think if you know deaf, so you can always go to other, join other people, so you accompany them actually.
Perfect. Yeah. Erhan, you mentioned your plans a little bit, but what about music?
So, my past about music, it actually started about 14 years ago. That was around the time, beginning of my medical school. So I went to my aunt's house for a summer vacation, and my cousins had Bağlama at that time. Like they started a Bağlama course. So, and during that time, while I'm spending time there, I think it was a week or so, I learned a few songs, And then when I went back to Ankara to my medical school, I bought a new balama. So and then I just tried to play it by myself. Of course, you know, there's like it was difficult to do the tuning. I didn't have the machine to do it or someone to show me how to do it. And then I went to local courses. And then I continued to play just by myself. Then, you know, another, Musa Eroğlu course. He's a very famous Turkish folk music singer as well. I got private lessons from his daughter. I liked it. So always, you know, my schedule was very, very busy, but even though I was doing like 36 hour shifts every 3 days, I was still playing balama. It's a great hobby for me. It's very relaxing. So whenever you know, if I'm studying an exam, or you know, I'm happy or sad, so it's a you know, good opportunity to kind of relieve your stress. To this point of my life, I was playing mostly by myself. So I was just, you know, watching videos and things like that. I did have small attempts to play with other people, but it didn't work out until this time. So and this has been great. I'm hoping. Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know where I will go. So my wife is also looking for a position. So it will depend on her position and, you know, my position. So hopefully, you know, if you stay here or, you know, somewhere else, then I will. I'm planning to continue what I'm doing right now. So it's always fun. But I should say it's difficult to find, you know, people, because this is not easy to do. So it's especially in the United States to do Turkish music. So, but you know, I didn't. We have plans to play modern music as well with balama. So that's where I stand right now.
All right, sounds good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And I'll turn to Richard. And based on your biography, you know, you're retired and you have more time to focus on music, and you already mentioned you're learning a lot of instruments right now. Do you have any upcoming, you know, performances, or are you playing with any other groups in Boston area?
Before I directly answer that, I wanted to add something to what Erhan was saying, and that I didn't realize that he and I bring, I guess, a lot of experience of learning music by ear, and I didn't realize it until just now that that was his background. But that actually makes for a great opportunity for us, because we can, of course, with the wonderful internet as a source of some really. Really, you know, far-reaching and ancient musics. In some instances, we can listen and we can kind of derive how it's being done. And so, I think that's something that will influence, you know, the choices we make with the music we do. My experience right now is that I'm pretty good with notation software and arranging. So my main outlet is a kind of a sacred music, Christian sacred music mm-hmm. outlet with the Elliott Church of Newton in Newton Corner, where I work closely with a few of the other people there, and we do some instrumental versions of Christian sacred music, in other words, organ music or choral music that might be, you know, that has the potential to work with, you know, instruments, wind instruments, string instruments. So that's a lot of what I do. Right now, but that working that way has allowed me to, again, you know, be able to take something that we the Turkish music that we listen to, and be able to say, oh, I think I know what's going on with that solo, and actually take the trouble to write it out. So I'm holding my my handwritten notebook here, where I've written out one of the solos that that I'm doing. And so that's really a powerful tool. As far as other music outlets, in the past I've done Latin American folk music, and would like to do more Celtic music. So you know, certainly the Boston area offers really great opportunities for that.
Yep. But you just had the festival, right?
What's that?
The Celtic Music Festival. That was like a big show.
Yeah. And of course, there's early music. There's some really wonderful early music that's being done here in the Boston area. So there's really a lot to learn from. And in my case, I'm still kind of at that stage, I think, of learning. And but you know, looking for opportunities if they come around. So
I mean, this has been great. Like, you guys really found each other.
Yeah, so this has been very fruitful. It's not, I think, something any of us really expected, but it worked out that, you know, we have some complementary skill sets there.
And you had some chemistry, I believe.
And some
got connected through the music.
Yeah.
Perfect. So our listeners cannot wait to hear the next song. We'll continue our conversation. So the next one is not a folk music song, but it's actually a popular music. However, it's been transformed into a folk music type of music style. It's written by Zülfü Livaneli, one of the well-known musicians in Turkey, and he's also an author. He had published many novels, and it was composed by Sezen Aksu, one of the lead female singers and musicians in modern Turkish music history. And Erhan is asking me to read the lyrics. I'm going to read them. They're half Turkish, half English. How am I going to read this? Maybe
however,
I should.
However you want.
Okay. So it's one line is Turkish, one line is English. Okay, I get it. I look into your abyss eyes. You're the one who put shackles on my neck. Because of you, I'm sad like mountain roses. Because of you, I go to sleep every night. I'm suffering, I'm burning. I blaze up and burn. My fire burns down. Both of us, my ill-fated. You're the one lost in dark forests. You added more life to me in a crazy storm in an open sea. So the name of the song is Belalım. Could be translated as my ill-fated. Now I leave you with Erhan, Richard and Murat, and they will perform this beautiful song live in WMFO studio. Thank you. So you just heard Belalım from Erhan, Murat and Richard. Now we'll take a short break and we'll be right back after this short music break. Listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and you're with DJ Mehmet tonight. We have a special program. We have a live performance in the studio, and you're hearing some Turkish music tonight. And we will continue with more Turkish music. This time, we will hear something from Turkish folk music singer Kubat Fidayda, which is a song from Central Turkey, from province of Ankara, which is commonly played in weddings for dancing. I will leave you with that song right now.
Gitti de gelmedi ne fayda.